In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. The 16th of October today. Great to have you along on this Friday, everybody. And let us not dilly-dally, shall we? Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. She is in New York. Felix Salmon works for Fusion. He is here live and in person. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. Too bad you couldn't have made it, Lee. We could have had a little party.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I feel bad.
That's all right. So we got a bunch of stuff I got to rattle through here in like 4.5 minutes. Felix, we're going to start with you. I want to talk about intra-Fed bickering. Members of the Federal Open Market Committee have come out this week, and a couple of them said, oh, we got to raise rates. A couple of them said, oh, no, we don't have to. What is one to make of that?
I think that Janet Yellen, the Fed chair, is a collegial kind of person, and she actually encourages her board of governors to have their own opinions and to talk these things through, and I think that's great. And Lael Brainard, who's one of the younger members of the committee, is very smart, and she's saying, look at what's happened to the dollar. The dollar is so strong right now, that's effectively the same as tightening. So maybe we don't need to tighten.
So, Lee, but the question is, do you think the Fed is adding to the economic sort of uncertainty that's out there, right? We got the debt limit. We got global economy is shaky. Now we have the Fed saying, oh, we're going to raise. No, we're not. Oh, we're going to raise. No, we're not.
Yeah, I think they're adding to it. I mean, everything is uncertain. I feel like ever since August, things
lessons.
Have gotten a lot more uncertain. And so nobody knows. And the fact that they're being saying that much, I mean, other than making you think, wow, it's almost like a Fed reality show. Would that be interesting?
Oh,
because they're always so opaque. So, but it is uncertain. But I think in uncertain times, they err on the side of caution. And I think that's what we'll see.
The real world, the Fed edition. Felix, let me ask you a somewhat technical question. Some of the blather this week on the Fed has been, ooh, they missed their window to raise rates. Help me understand that.
I have no idea.
All right.
It makes no sense to me at all. They can raise or not raise whenever they like. I guess the idea was that the economy was looking good and they could have raised. Now it's not looking quite as good, and so now they shouldn't raise. But if they had raised, then they wouldn't be cutting. So that was a brief window.
All right, you're making my brain hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Last thing on the Fed and rates. There is, we learned again this week with the CPI and with the producer price index, wholesale and retail inflation, there is still no inflation in this economy. Just doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, and I don't think we should count on it happening anytime soon.
All
but
right.
I think a lot weighs on the jobs number. I do think that there's a chance that things could look up again if we
always
get a strong
does.
Jobs number.
Always does.
Yes.
Felix, this has been the week of big deals, right? We've got Dell EMC.
The largest leverage buyout of all time.
I know, which is kind of amazing. And also the big beer thing with SAB Miller and Anheuser-Busch InBev. Is that a positive sign that things are good and companies feel confident enough? Or is it just that money is free and we're going to, as you said, lever ourselves up and buy stuff because we can?
It certainly means that Wall Street's making lots of money. There's every single bank in the world is involved in this Dell EMC deal, and they're going to make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on fees, the loans, the bonds. It's financial engineering. I don't think there's any real effect on the real world, but certainly the financial engineers are loving it.
Lee, do I care as a person in this economy that these big deals are happening?
I agree with Felix. I mean, M&A activity has been surging all year. Huge. I think if you look at the public markets, things are not looking so good. And I think that doesn't bode very well, especially for the 142 unicorns that at some point are going to need to make some kind of gallop somewhere.
All those companies worth $1 billion. Speaking of companies and unicorns worth $1 billion and all of this, we learned this morning that Steve Ballmer, the guy who got Microsoft stuck in the mud, in my humble opinion, for years, has a 4% stake in Twitter, and everybody went, oh my God, this is incredible. Felix, what?
This is hashtag billionaire whimsy, right? If you have $21 billion, you can afford $800 million to spend on Twitter stock. I think it's a sports thing. He likes the idea that Twitter is like live sports. He owns the LA Clippers. But no, I mean, it's silly.
Lee, thoughts on Twitter and Ballmer?
It's always interesting. I think it's always interesting when you learn, you know, who's behind these huge stakes. And I also think, you know, he really specifically endorsed the very 2 points of Jack Dorsey's new strategy, operating leaner and Twitter moments. And so it's a real endorsement of Dorsey after all this mishigas whether he is the right person.
If Steve Ballmer is the only person who likes Twitter moments, then
yeah,
it
because
must
he
be great.
Is, right? I mean, of the three of us, let's take a survey. Anybody? Raise your hand. Anybody like Twitter moments? Yeah.
That's actually silence. The 3 million people none of who listen to this. That, none of them.
6 million, but you know, who's
6 million. None of them like it. It's a complete flop.
Felix Salmon is at Fusion. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. None of us like Twitter Moments. They ought to get rid of it, or at least get us the ability to get rid of that blue dot, for crying out loud. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you soon. Honestly, on Wall Street today, traders might as well have taken the day off for all the difference they made. Details, numbers, you know the drill.